Hi, I'm Glenn Dowell. I'm the Henrietta Johnson Lewis Professor of Management, and I'm also currently serving as the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the Johnson School, part of the SC Johnson College of Business. I'm also affiliated with the Center for Sustainable Global Enterprise at Johnson, and I'm a fellow at the Atkinson Center for Sustainable Future at Cornell. My PhD is in strategic management. I look at corporate environmental performance. So I examine things around firms' environmental practices and look at how corporate structure, governance, other factors like location are related to environmental performance. I look at outcomes like chemical emissions, greenhouse gas emissions. I've looked at issues around societal broad concerns like degree of environmental injustice in the United States, you know, the extent to which poorer communities experience worse environmental outcomes. Recently, I've become increasingly interested in the effects of beliefs and norms on businesses' environmental outcomes. This started with a paper that I wrote a few years ago with a colleague, where we found that firms were more likely to implement energy savings initiatives when these firms were located in areas of high environmental concern. And the question I've been asking is, how much do these concerns matter for how individuals and firms behave? Do firms really do things differently in areas where there are strong beliefs in climate change than in areas where these beliefs are weaker? My co-authors and I are looking at greenhouse gas emissions over a six-year period in the US. These emissions are tracked at the facility level, so individual power plants or individual manufacturing sites. But of course, many of these individual facilities are also part of larger firms. That means that a facility might be located in an area where there are really strong climate concerns, but its headquarters might be somewhere where those concerns are weak. And that gives us an opportunity to really investigate where the sort of center of gravity is for these facilities. So our question is, like, do both of those things matter? Is a facility influenced by its local environment and also by where its headquarters are located? And the answer that we're finding is yes. So facilities located, for example, in a place like Ithaca, where there's strong belief in and concern about climate change, it behaves differently than firms or facilities that are located where those concerns might be lower. But a facility that's in an area of low concern, whose headquarters is in a space where there's a lot of concern about climate change, also shows a reduction in emissions over our observation. So our next step is to look at how those concerns might either complement or substitute for each other. For example, if the facility is in an area of high concern and its headquarters is as well, is that even more powerful? Or is it really a matter of their substitutes and you only need one or the other? I think my work speaks to both managers and to policymakers and maybe to consumers. For managers, my work drives home how much firms can leverage norms to get environmental improvements done or how hard they have to work to overcome weak norms. You think about firms that have made commitments to improve on things like climate change. They have to really consider where their facilities are located and how the norms in those locations might affect their ability to get the goals accomplished. If we think of every environmental initiative as a form of organizational change, as I tend to do, norms in these various units provide a proxy for how resistant or welcoming that unit will be to the change effort. And for policymakers, these papers point to the importance of education and hammering home the message that climate change is real and needs to be addressed immediately. These efforts should be especially aimed at those areas where concern is lowest, because a little change there can make a big difference in how firms and consumers behave.